Good afternoon. I am Archdeacon Steve West. I welcome you today to reflection on this fifth Sunday after Pentecost, proper 8, year B. The readings for today, 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 1, verses 17 to 27, Psalm 130, the second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 8, verses 7 to 15, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verse 21 to 43. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we come because You have called us. We come in the name of Jesus. We come to declare the Father's love. We come because You are worthy. We come because You are here. Lord, empower us with Your Holy Spirit to truly acknowledge Your presence and to worship You alone. Amen. Lord, we know that You are with us everywhere, every day. But You have promised that when Your people gather for worship, You will be in the midst of them. We claim Your presence and we seek Your power. We come as the poor and needy into the presence of their King. We come as the weak and uncertain have always come, longing for Your protection and mercy. Lord, may we experience the joy of Your service, the liberation of Your forgiveness, and the extravagance of Your love. We pray that Your Spirit might fill us up and send us out, so that all the world might know that there is no God like You, no other God besides You, and come to worship You. In Jesus' name, amen. And we have the hymn, "Be Still and Know That I Am God."
Be
We pray the collect for proper eight, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, you built your church upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the cornerstone. Grant us to be joined together in unity of spirit by their teaching, that we may be made a holy temple acceptable to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The Healing Touch. The Healing Touch. Today's Gospel, from Mark chapter 5, verses 21 to 43, illustrates the literary technique refers to as a Markan sandwich. It is a storytelling technique used in the Gospel of Mark, in which one story frames or is interrupted by another story. The Markan sandwich draws together two seemingly unrelated stories in such a way as to allow us to interpret them together. Both stories speak to us about faith in Jesus and in his healing touch. They also exhibit stark similarities and differences. In the story of Jairus' daughter, Jairus is named. The woman of faith is not named. Jairus is a leader of the synagogue, an upright, respected member of the community. The woman, having suffered from bleeding for 12 years, would be considered ritually unclean. She would have been a marginalized member of the Jewish community. However, what Jairus and the woman had in common was their faith in Jesus. Jairus, a leader of the synagogue, makes his way through the crowd to Jesus. He disregards social norms and falls down at Jesus' feet and repeatedly begs him to come and touch his seriously ill daughter. Jairus had faith in the healing touch of Jesus. He is certain that even as his daughter was ill to the point of death, if Jesus touched her, she would be healed. Jesus, in love, agrees to his request, and they immediately set out for Jairus' house, followed by a large crowd. On the way to the house, the unnamed woman is in the crowd. She is convinced that one touch of Jesus' clothes would do for her what all her money and all the physicians of the day were not able to do. She was prepared to disregard the rules that said that as she was ritually unclean, anyone she touched or who touched her would become also ritually unclean. She was certain that any contact with Jesus, even his clothes, would be a healing touch. Determined, she makes her way through the jostling crowd, reaches out, and touches Jesus' clothes. Immediately, her bleeding stops, and she knows that she has been healed. It was indeed a healing touch. She hoped to be able to retreat unnoticed and swallowed up by the crowd. But Jesus turns and asks, "Who touched my clothes?" In a crowd, many people were touching Jesus' clothes. However, the healing touch was unique. It was different. It was a touch that requested power, healing power. The healing touch came from the woman. She desired to be healed, and her faith resulted in the healing touch. Exposed before the crowd, she comes forward in humility and falls down before Jesus and tells him her story, her long illness, her rejection by society, her desire, and her faith. Jesus responds with compassion. "Daughter," he says, "your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." Mark chapter 5, verse 34. Her healing was affirmed by Jesus. Her healing is complete. Physical healing has taken place. Emotional healing has taken place. Social healing has taken place. And of course, spiritual healing has also taken place. She is indeed made whole because of the healing touch. According to Mark, Jesus continues his walk to the house of Jairus. However, Jairus receives the news that his daughter is dead. Therefore, his friends believe that there is no longer any need for Jesus to come to the house. They believe that life was necessary for healing. They did not know that his healing touch had power over death. After saying to Jairus, "Do not fear, only believe," verse 36, Jesus continues on his original mission. Taking Peter, James, and John with him, he arrives at Jairus' house, where there is, understandably, a great deal of loud weeping and wailing. Jesus enters and proclaims, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." Verse 39. They laughed at him. They did not know about his healing touch. So Jesus put them outside and took Jairus and the child's mother and his three disciples and went to where the child was. Verse 40. Mark records, "He took her by the hand and said to her, 'Talita kum,' which means, 'Little girl, get up.' And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about. At this, they were overcome with amazement. He strictly ordered them that no one should know this, and he told them to give her something to eat." Mark 5, verses 41 to 43. The healing touch brought Jairus' daughter to life. Jesus, the Son of the Living God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, demonstrated the power of the healing touch. Our gospel emphasizes for us that the healing touch is activated by faith. The writer of the letter to the Hebrews defines faith as the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Hebrews 11, verse 1. The suffering woman had the assurance that touching the clothes of Jesus would heal her. Her faith released the power of the Holy Spirit, and her healing was total. Jesus, with faith in the healing power of the Holy Spirit, would bring healing even in the presence of death. The healing touch reminds us that God has power over life and over death. God desires healing and wholeness for God's people. However, healing is linked to faith. Do we believe that God in Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, can give us wholeness in body, mind, and spirit? Do we believe that if it is God's will and we have faith, that healing in body, mind, and spirit can take place on the basis of that faith? Do we believe, especially in this time of a pandemic, that God has power over death? We need faith in God, faith in God's love, to experience the healing touch of Jesus in life and in death. In life, faith in his healing touch will bring us healing in body, mind, and spirit. In the face of death, we need faith in the healing touch of Jesus to restore us to wholeness in this life, or faith to stand on the promise that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. Our gospel today reminds us that we can, in faith, initiate the healing touch of Jesus. If we truly believe that we can, by the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, be healed. The healing touch can also be initiated by God's will and God's desire. God in love can touch us and we will be healed. We can experience new life. We have the assurance that in life and in death, we can experience the healing touch of Jesus. As Jesus says to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." John 11:25-26. So today, Jesus' question to Martha is directed to us. Do you believe this? Amen. Let us pray. O blessed Jesus, you ministered to all who came to you. Look with compassion upon all who through addiction have lost their health and freedom. Restore to them the assurance of your unfailing mercy. Remove the fears that attack them. Strengthen them in the work of their recovery. And to those who care for them, give patient understanding and perseverance love. For your name's sake. Amen. God of the present moment, God who in Jesus stills the storm and soothes the frantic heart, bring hope and courage to those who wait in uncertainty. Bring hope that you will make them the equal of whatever lies ahead. Bring them courage to endure what cannot be avoided, for your will is health and wholeness. You are God, and we need you, and we ask in the name of Christ. Amen. O Heavenly Father, we pray for those who suffer from diseases from which there is at present no cure. Give them the victory of trust and hope, that they may never lose their faith in your loving purpose. Grant your wisdom to all who are working to discover the causes of disease and the realization that through you, all things are possible. We ask this in the name of Him who went about doing good and healing all manner of sickness, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have the hymn, Lord, we come to ask your healing.
Thank you. the Spirit. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service we pray that God will continue to make us instruments of his peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go in peace, and may the wisdom of the wonderful Counselor guide you, the strength of the mighty God defend you, the love of the everlasting Father enfold you, and the peace of the Prince of Peace be upon you. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you all this day and forevermore. Amen. We pray that you will continue to follow the regulations. Watch your distance, wash your hands, and wear your mask. Continue to communicate with your God in prayer. Get your vaccine and indeed strive to be safe. We wish you a very spiritually rewarding week, and we say thank you, Jesus. Songs of Fellowship 523.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. you, Lord.